Oldies, 1450 WTHU, the Timinator here, and I am so excited for my next guest. I used to listen to him all the time telling us what movies to watch on NBC4 Washington. Say hello to Mr. Arch Campbell, and here they call him the Archinator. Hello, Arch.
You know, all of my friends call me the Archinator, and so I am very excited to be speaking with the Terminator, because I figured this makes us first cousins, or at least something, with some kind of relation. Anyway, you may call me the Archinator, or just Arch.
Hey, Arch, so I got to ask you, what are some good movies coming up this holiday season?
Well, you know, it's holiday season, and I'm sure the big movie of the season will be the second part of Wicked. That didn't take brain surgeon to predict. And, you know, I liked the first one a lot, and so the second one should wrap things up, and I think everybody will love it. I'm very fond of a movie right now called One Battle After Another, made by Paul Thomas Anderson. He's the guy that made There Will Be Blood. Great chase movie. Leonardo DiCaprio, he's a revolutionary, and then he settles down and he's bringing up his daughter as a single dad, and then the revolution starts again and he's chased by Sean Penn, and it's just a chase and just a thrill ride, One Battle After Another. That's my favorite movie so far this year.
That's awesome. Okay, tell us, what have you been up to lately? What are you doing now?
I sit in the park and feed the pigeon. That's what you do after you leave TV. Now, I tell you what, I wrote a memoir. The name of my memoir is The Accidental Critic. And that's the title because I was working in a newsroom. The news director came in and screamed, "I want a movie reviewer. Who wants to do it?" Nobody did. So I raised my hand. And that was 50 years ago, actually more. It was 1973, and I went out and reviewed American Graffiti, which had just opened, and I've been talking about the movies ever since. Just by accident, I guess.
Oh my
anyway, it's published through Politics and Prose, the great bookstore in Washington, D.C., and you can get one at their Connecticut Avenue store or call them at 202-364-1919. Tell them you want Arch Campbell's memoir, and I'll thank you for it. So the other thing I'm doing these days is I'm going to all the retirement homes and telling jokes and stories about working with those great people I worked with, Jim Vance and Doreen Getzler and Bob Ryan and George Michael, and a lot of things you didn't know, and things like we used to play office golf at night, hit golf balls in the newsroom, try to pitch them into trash cans because we were waiting for 11 o'clock. We had a lot of fun.
Got to kill that time.
So
and that's the impressive part. All right. So let us know. Give me one of your favorite oldies artists or songs for you. Any oldies, any genre.
Oh, man. Well, again, people ask me for oldie. And to get a laugh, I say Screaming Jay Hawkins. I put a spell on you. But I think I'm going to say an oldie I really love is Since I Fell for You.
Ooh.
The original version from the 50s. That is old school, and that is A+ 4 stars.
That is awesome. And before I let you go, Arch, I gotta ask you if you remember your line you used to tell everybody when you signed off for the movies.
Well, people remember when I was at the end of the 11 o'clock news, I was rushing and talking as fast as I could because we were running out of time. And so I think my line should have been, "Can't you give me 5 or 10 more seconds?" But I think the line you want is, "I'm Arch Campbell, and I hope you see something good at the movies."
That is it. That is what I remember growing up, and that's awesome. Well, Arch Campbell, thank you so much for hanging out. Archinator, we'll talk again soon.
Terminator.
Stick around. I've got a lot more oldies coming right up.